out loud. Faster! Faster!
But there's a speed limit.
What's that got to do with anything? Right. They went right. Turn right here.
Oh, God.
Here!
I can't do this. I can't drive like this.
You're hardly touching 50.
I could lose my license for this. What am I saying? I could lose my life.
We'll lose them if you don't pass that car ahead of us.
What was I doing? What did I think I was doing? I'd never met this woman before in my life, and now, suddenly, here she is in my car. Well, my dad's car, wildly gesticulating in the passenger seat beside me, yelling her demented head off while I'm driving, or trying to drive, trying to keep my nerve, trying to concentrate with her screaming orders at me. I mean, I'm a nervous driver at the best of times. At the best of times, given a choice, I wouldn't drive at all.
No, 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 left.
What?
They went left, I saw them. What are you stopped for?
Left is a one way. We have to go.
They drove left. It's a tiny side street. There's no traffic coming.
Oh, for crying out loud.
When I think about it now, looking back, I was really giving it loads. I didn't know this guy from Adam. I knew nothing about him. He was good enough to help me, and here I was, barking orders, insulting the poor guy from a height.
Left!
Left it is then, but be it on your own head.
Just do it, please!
Shout all you want. I'm not going faster than 50. What was it? A lamppost?
A bollard.
You sure? I didn't see it coming.
A bollard? How do you not see a bollard?
At least we didn't hit anybody. At least nobody got hurt.
I'd packed everything into my car that morning. All my earthly possessions. Not that there were too many of those. A few bags of clothes, books, music, old diaries and photos. The most valuable thing of all was my car. That was my only means of escape, even if I wasn't absolutely sure where I was going.
I knew where I was going, all right, and I had lashings of time to spare when I set off. That was why I stopped off for a coffee at a small mall along the way, to kill a bit of time. What happened next was, well, I'm in the car park, in front of the shops.
What happened was, I went into the cafe and bought a takeaway coffee. I'd left the car in the car park for five minutes at most.
What happened was I was about to get out of my car when the car next to me pulls out and moves off in a bit of a hurry like.
I come out of the cafe and I see them pulling out in my car. It takes a second to sink in. Hold on, that looks like it is. It's my car.
Then this mad woman comes running up to me with a takeaway coffee in her hand.
Look! My car! They're driving away in my car!
Oh, you better phone the police.
We could follow them.
No, if you call the police...
No, we could see where they go.
No, that would be for the police.
No. We could catch up on them. They're getting away, quick, before they're out of sight. No,
hold on, you don't expect me...
Please, I need my car. It's the most important thing in my life, please.
It couldn't have happened at a worse time for me. Any day but today, I wouldn't have minded half as much. But today... I had the most important meeting of my life, one I dreamed of for so long. Then this nightmare woman shows up, screaming for help.
I stop off for a flame and coffee, and everything comes crashing down. What is it with my life? Over and over again, I make up my mind. I promise myself I'll change things for the better, only to be knocked sideways by some stupid, misguided distraction, usually in the form of a man. At college, there was Nick.
Hiya. You're Faith, aren't you?
Yes. How do you know my name?
It's a nice name. I like it.
Thanks. My parents always said having me was an act of blind faith.
What did they mean by that?
I'm sure they'll tell me someday.
I'm Nick. We're down for the same seminar this term, on D.H. Lawrence. What do you think of Lawrence?
Well, I haven't had a chance just
Mills
yet
and Boone with the big words thrown in for good measure. Perfectly poised waffle.
I've never read Mills and Boone either, so...
You should read some. It's all foreplay. Sex, foreplay, sex. Just like Lawrence, only with less waffle. Have you rooms on campus?
Yes.
I'm sharing a house by the river. There's about 12 of us. We're like apostles without a religion. The only thing we believe in is art. Good art, bad art. You should come around.
And I did come around. Nick.
Faith. Hi. You came?
Yes. I can't stay long. I've a lecture at 2. A lamb to the slaughter. I quickly became one of the numberless and mostly nameless apostles of the famous House of Art by the river.
Come on.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
I forgot about my resolution to become the next Virginia Woolf.
Here, here. Shh. Right here. Just be still for a second.
What is it?
Oh, we have to be quiet. Really, really quiet. You'll see.
I forgot about my studies.
There. See? On the other side of the bank, on that long branch.
It looks like
a kingfisher.
Eventually. I forgot about university altogether.
There's a nest in the bank.
What amazing colours. It doesn't look green.
There she goes.
Oh. I've never seen anything so beautiful in all my life.
Oh, it'll be back.
Great, I want to see it again.
It's nearly 2 o'clock. Didn't you say something about a lecture?
Did I? All my good intentions up in smoke. Distracted, I thought, by art. But I suspect it was by, well, lots of foreplay. Sex. Foreplay. Sex.
That's it. That's it. Keeping the centre of the torso vertical, lift both sides of the trunk evenly.
So, predictably, I end up with boring office and secretarial jobs, one after the other, for I don't know how many years, till the fab idea of becoming a yoga teacher dawns on me. Oh, yes. Yes, this was me. This was my true calling. I could do this.
Exhale. Bend the right leg to a right angle. Hold it there. Relax.
He was a good teacher.
Relax. Breathe.
He thought and spoke and moved in slow motion. He seemed to hover effortlessly over the world.
The thigh is parallel and the shin is perpendicular to the floor.
I diligently moved up the ranking towards my grade one teacher certificate.
That's it. All the time, breathing.
There were yoga retreats to the countryside.
Breathing in.
Yoga breaks to the Mediterranean.
Breathing out.
And somewhere at some vague point along the way, I became his assistant. Assisting in all kinds of ways.
Exhale. Bend the right leg to a right angle. Hold it there. Relax.
I kind of lost sight of getting my teacher's certificate. That was too materialistic, too egocentric. I had to learn to forget about self-advancement and live in the moment, keeping house while he got on with his spiritual quest.
Straighten that right leg. Try not to be distracted by other thoughts.
For 3 years, I put everything on hold for his quest.
Concentrate on one thing.
I tried.
Concentrate.
I tried my very best, but there were so many other interesting things.
These distractions are all so much noise.
So much to see and do.
They come to nothing. You are merely turning the volume up and drowning out the sound of your true inner self.
But it wasn't me. This wasn't me. Why had I surrendered everything to servicing his quest? Distracted yet again. So, on this fateful day, after I'd prepared his favourite homemade tofu burgers, I drove away. Today was going to be the first day of the rest of my new life. And then, I stop off for a coffee.
What was it? A lamppost?
A bollard.
You sure? I didn't see it coming.
A bollard? How do you not see a bollard?
At least we didn't hit anybody. At least nobody got hurt. I didn't see. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Couldn't be better.
What's wrong with your hand?
It's okay. I just banged my wrist is all. Where did they go?
Oh, I hit my head. There's blood.
Let me see.
Ow!
It's only a scratch.
I don't know. It'll need stitches.
You live. Come on, back up.
What?
Reverse.
But the car,
it's a tiny dent. Come on before it's too late. We have to get after them.
But I'm bleeding.
We're wasting time.
This is crazy.
They must have gone that way.
It's time to phone the police.
And tell them what? I don't even know where we are.
What if something's gone in the engine?
Just concentrate on driving and don't hit anything else.
Oh, my dad is going to go spare when he sees the damage to his car.
Thank you.
think there I was that morning, before all this madness, not a worry in the world, making final last-minute preparations for the big day ahead. Not that there was much left to do. I'd rehearsed it all. I'd everything planned and carefully mapped out, right down to the last detail. So, nice and early, with time to spare, I was ready to set off.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm going.
You're going?
I don't want to be late.
You won't be late. You're early.
I know I'm early.
Oh, what's the point of that? You'll just get there and have to kill time.
I don't mind killing time, Dad. I just don't want to be late.
She'll be late and you'll end up waiting even longer.
She might be early.
She won't. You know she won't.
Dad,
I'm just saying. For dear sake.
What's wrong, Dad?
Nothing's wrong.
Dad is a worrier. He worries about everything under the sun, but especially things that have nothing to do with him and things over which nobody has any control, like when typhoons are forecast for far-off countries.
You're not going to mess this up, are you?
Well, thanks for that vote of confidence, Dad.
This is important.
I know it's important.
You say something out of turn and...
I'm not going to.
And where are you? Back where you started. That's the story of your life. Tempting fate. Bringing trouble on yourself. It's not necessarily your fault, it's just the way you are.
Okay, I've made a few mistakes in my time. Look, I'm out of here before you completely jinx the day on me.
You'll be an hour and a half too early, that's just looking for trouble.
I just have to take that chance, Dad.
Looking for trouble, that's what you're doing.
Looking for trouble? Not me. Trying to avoid trouble more like. That's been the story of my life. That's why I became a botanist. For a quiet life. Plants don't argue with you or give you a hard time. But then I got tricked into assisting with a cannabis growing project. The less said about that, the better. Trouble always seems to sniff me out. That's precisely why I set off so early. If anything went wrong, there'd be plenty of time to sort it. That's why I pulled into the mall on the way for a coffee. This was going to be a day to remember. Not like the time all those years ago some friends fixed me up on a blind date. They said she was a quiet girl, that we'd be the perfect match. So, come the day of this date, her older sister, Cynthia, shows up in her place.
Call me Cynthia or Cindy. My special friends call me Sin.
Which do you prefer?
Janie, look at the state of you.
Cynthia was, as they say in all the worst movies, a no-nonsense kind of gal.
You're definitely not my sister's type. So how does it feel to be the runt of the family?
I...
Don't mind me. Oh. Only joking. Well, sort of. Still, I bet you're a real goer. A real little dynamo.
I wonder if this is a good idea.
The little ones always are.
Because, well...
Ground rules. Don't you go getting any ideas about getting me drunk and taking advantage.
I won't.
Keep your mucky little runty hands to yourself.
I will.
I'm lesbian anyway.
Oh.
Would have thought that was obvious.
Well, now that you say it...
Only joking. You knew that, right? Well, where are we going? What are we doing?
Like I was saying, Cynthia.
Call me Cindy.
Cindy.
Well, there's this place. Sells nothing but jugs of sangria. The Cellar in Crawford Street.
I couldn't drink on an empty stomach.
What's the point wasting good money on food?
So she drags me across town and into the Cellar, where she knew everybody and everybody knew her. And I sat there for, I don't know how many hours, buying rounds for her spaced out friends, doing my best to look entertained, interested...
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, hi.
Tell me something, eh? What do you think of D.H. Lawrence as a novelist?
I'm more of a flower person. Botany's my subject.
Cool.
You know, plants and the like.
Cool. Yeah. But what do you think about Lawrence?
Then the slow dancing started.
Hey! Saphead. Martian.
It's Martin.
Let's be having you.
I don't dance.
If you're on a date with me, you dance. One hand on this hip. And the other one here. Well, move closer. I said closer. I suppose you don't look that bad, really.
It's getting a bit late. I was thinking of maybe...
Yeah, me too.
No, that's not what...
My friend has a car. He'll give us the keys.
I can't drive.
Who said anything about driving?
But your sister, she... I couldn't.
Hey, what do you take me for? I was only joking.
Oh, yeah, right.
Sort of. Come on!
It's just a bit of fun.
I'm just not sure we should be, you know, really.
God, let me get these keys.
Which one is it?
I mean, this is not... I feel a bit dizzy, you know.
Look at you. What are you like?
It's probably the sangria. I don't usually drink that kind of on an empty stomach.
Got it. We're in.
Oh, Cynthia,
Hey, call me Sin. Sin by name, Sin by nature. You lucky man.
I don't remember all that much after that. I don't think I want to. But one thing was for sure, she definitely wasn't a lesbian.
Damn, we've lost them.
They could have gone any which way.
I think they went left.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, I'm guessing.
I think right.
What makes you think that?
Guessing.
Damn!
I don't like the look of this place. We shouldn't hang around too long.
Don't believe it.
We really should have stayed at the shopping mall.
Why do these things have to happen to me?
And phoned the police.
Everything I own is in that car. It's not a lot, but it's all I have.
Surely not everything.
Everything.
How come you...
It's a long story.
Right.
We were right behind them.
I wasn't going to crash those lights.
They were amber.
That's why I stopped.
Amber doesn't mean stop.
I don't crash lights. I always keep a proper bumper distance. This isn't like the Sweeney or Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
I'm not about to change the habit of a lifetime.
All I know is we lost them and we didn't have to.
Okay. Look, I have to go. I have an important appointment in just over an hour and I don't want to be late, so...
So?
So I have to go.
I'm sure you have.
I do. I really have to go.
I'm sure it's more important than me losing everything I own. Oh, off you go then. I hope it all goes swimmingly for you.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
What? What do you want?
I'm sorry about what's happened to you, but it wasn't my fault your car got stolen.
I never said it was.
I was trying to help, that's all.
I know, but... Ugh. Thanks for nothing.
Look, wait a minute. Phone the police, why don't you? I phone them for you now. Do you want me to do that?
You've done enough for me already, thanks.
So where are you going? You should phone the police. Have you got a mobile? Let me give you a lift.
I'll manage.
I'd give you a lift into the city. I'm heading that way anyway.
I know, for your very important business conference.
It's nothing like that.
Then it must be a woman. You're having a sordid affair.
No, it's nothing like that.
That's why you're dolled up in that ridiculous looking suit.
What do you mean?
Wearing that disgusting perfume.
It's aftershave.
It smells medicinal. Like something you'd use to wash down countertops. Men.
This is the best suit I have.
Circa 1900? Men.
Medicinal?
You know how many years I sacrificed for that guy.
Which guy?
The great guru. The work I did promoting him, setting things up for him, expanding the schools and the business. When I came on the scene, he was a lone teacher in one room above a fish shop.
Is that what this is about? You're running away from...
I'm not running away. I thought you were in a hurry. You don't want to keep your mistress waiting.
I'm not meeting another woman. Well, I am, but it's not like that anyway.
Whatever.
It's my daughter. I haven't seen her since, well, since she was a few days old. She's in her 20s now.
How come?
What?
How come you haven't...
Her mum cut me off after the hospital, after she was born. I had no say in the matter. We weren't married or anything. Anyway, I got a call a few days ago from this young woman out of the blue. Elizabeth, my daughter, she called me. I'm meeting her today, my daughter, for the first time, in 20 years.
Oh. All I can say is, in that suit with that perfume, you're probably going to scare her off for another 20 years.
She's heading off to a new life in Australia. She wants to meet me before she goes, so this is it. I don't want to blow it.
Well, I hope it goes well.
Thanks. What the... My car.
What's happening?
No, hey, you! You've come back! Stop them! Sorry!
I watched in disbelief as he took off like a greyhound down the road after his car.
I ran and ran and ran. It was like my life depended on it, on catching that dumb car.
There wasn't a hope in the world of the idiot ever catching it.
Okay, so I was never going to catch it.
He just looked crazy, like he was running for his life.
It was like I was running for my life. Catching that car, getting to my daughter on time. It mattered that much to me.
And for some reason, I found myself starting to run after him. He was out of the estate by now and onto the main road.
And it's like I'm running back through all those years, all that time I hadn't seen her. My daughter, growing up,
learning about the world, mastering it, making the most of it. More fitted into it than I could ever be.
Then he started trying to wave down cars as he ran, but they were going too fast.
All those Christmases and birthdays and special occasions without seeing her, without making contact.
What the hell are you doing? You'll get yourself killed, you moron! We can call a taxi. A taxi will get you there on time.
Please, please stop. I need help. Somebody! Help!
He was moving out just that little bit further into the line of fire as each car passed.
Hey! Hey!
Are you mad or what?
And just before it happened, I knew I shouldn't be here, in the middle of the road. My God, this is it. I'll never get to meet my daughter. To have come this close, the story and pattern of my life, a shaky beginning, a dubious middle, and a clumsy misadventure for an end. What a waste.
And then it happened. I didn't even know his name. I knew nothing about him. We'd probably been together for less than an hour.
It was crazy. He just ran out onto the road.
I saw it. I saw the whole thing. Please, can people stand back? Please, give us some room here.
They took his car.
Who? Okay, can you tell me who took his car?
Somebody. I don't know, officer. We didn't see them. My car was stolen. And
they took your car as well.
Before, earlier on.
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Is he going to be all right?
Just keep calm. The ambulance crew has everything in hand.
Excuse me, do you know who he is?
Not really. Well, kind of. I was with him when it happened. Is he going to be okay?
His right leg is going to need some attention, but he's coming around. We're ready to take him to A&E now.
I'll come with you. I want to come with you. Please, this is kind of all my fault.
Okay, how do you make that out?
It's complicated.
Well, we need you to give us a full statement in writing.
I could do that later, couldn't I?
Martin! Martin!
Julia.
There's something I want to tell you.
Not now.
But I really need to...
I told you I haven't time right now. You know I have exams.
I know, but this is really important.
These are my finals. If I don't get these...
Really, Martin, I think you're going
to... Julia!
What?
I really think we need to... I'm not sure. I'm not sure that we should be...
You're breaking it off.
I've too much on my mind right now.
You don't want to be with me.
I'm sorry. I'm... Really, I am. Julia. Julia.
Oh, what's happening?
Just lie still, sir.
You were in an accident.
An accident? I crashed my dad's car?
No, you were hit by a car.
What? Who are you?
I'm Faith.
Faith?
My name is Faith. We just met, kind of.
Where am I?
You're in an ambulance.
An ambulance? I don't need to be in an ambulance. There's been some kind of mistake.
Okay, if you could just stay lying down.
I'm fine. Just drop me off anywhere and
We're taking you to the hospital.
Hospital? That's out of the question. That's completely out of the question. I'm fine. I'm fine. There's no need for all this fuss. Ah!
Can you tell me your name? Your name, sir, please.
Can we please stop this vehicle this minute?
I'm sorry, sir, but we've got to get you seen by one of the doctors.
This is outrageous. You can't incarcerate me like this against my will. I have my rights.
You have to lie still. This is important.
Who the hell are you?
I told you I'm Faith. We met earlier on outside the shopping centre, remember?
I'm beginning to.
Can you tell me your name, please?
My name. My name.
Can you tell me your name?
My name, it's Martin.
Martin. And your date of birth?
How did I end up in an ambulance?
You were going to meet your daughter.
My daughter.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I don't want to talk to you.
But we have to talk.
I don't see why.
Because you're pregnant.
But we're not a couple. We're not together.
I didn't know.
We're not together, Martin.
But it's our child. I want
It's too late. It's too late, Martin.
Julia. Julia, you can't just... Julia!
Hello? Hello? Are you still with us?
What's happened?
We've just pulled into the hospital.
How are you feeling?
A bit sore.
I'm not surprised. By the sounds of it, the bang you got, you're lucky to be alive.
Oh, that's me. Born under a lucky star.
Be with you in 2 minutes. We just have to check with the admissions crew. Don't move.
Like I'm going anywhere.
You're going to be fine.
What time is it?
Just after one.
What? Oh, I'm late already. Right.
What are you doing?
What does it look like? Oh, my leg kind of hurts a bit.
Hey, don't do that. Don't. You can't.
She might wait for me.
Who?
My daughter. If I grab a taxi, I can get to the restaurant in a few minutes.
But the doctors have to see you.
Could you help me here, please?
Can you just wait
There's
until...
There's nothing wrong with me. Nothing serious anyway.
You've been hit by a car.
So? People get hit by cars all the time and get up and walk away.
You don't know what injuries you've sustained.
Stop being so melodramatic. If you could just... these steps are a bit tricky.
Ooh. Are you okay there?
Couldn't be better. Thanks. I think I'm going to need you to support me. My right leg is a bit out of it.
Your whole body is out of it.
There isn't really time to discuss this.
I'm not discussing it with you.
You want me to crawl?
You wouldn't.
Help me.
No.
I can't do this on my own.
I said no. Look at the state of you. You need immediate medical attention.
Who says? You're not a doctor.
What if you collapse and die or something?
Oh, that's just silly. You've been watching too many hospital dramas.
I don't watch TV.
Not at all?
Never.
Just take my arm.
No.
What did you say your name was?
Faith.
Faith. I helped you out today, didn't I? You owe me one.
I don't owe you anything. You're a crap driver. I lost everything because of you.
I knew you'd pin it on me.
Look, I'm not doing this. What is it?
It's nothing. It's just a bit of cramp.
You don't have to go to the restaurant. Call her. I'll call her for you.
I don't have her number. She didn't give it to me.
Tell you what then. Give me the name of the restaurant. I can go and meet her for you. I'll explain what happened.
No. I'm going to be there to meet her in person. As they say in all the worst movies, even if it kills me.
And it probably will.
Just help me to the street and put me in a taxi. That's all I'm asking you to do. It's not much. Come on, they'll be back any minute now. What do you say?
How are you?
Thanks, I just need to help my friend here.
Can you manage?
His leg is a bit... Right, lift.
Sorry. So you should be. That's it.
How are you doing?
I'm grand. Never been better.
You sure?
I'm okay.
Where to?
Hayes on the Green, please.
What are you...
That's the name of the restaurant?
You don't have to come with me.
It's 1:15. How long do you think she'll wait for you?
It depends, I suppose.
On what?
On just how much she wants to see me. My dad says she'll be late anyway.
He's probably right. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. Nothing like a good belt of a car to knock some sense into a person. He's a nice man, my dad. You'd like him.
I'm sure I would.
He's an inveterate warrior. It bothers him that the life expectancy of the sun is only 5 billion years.
Why would that bother him?
Well, what are we going to do when it's gone?
He has a point.
I told him once about how Lonesome George, the giant tortoise, is the last one on Earth of his species, and he fretted about it for months.
What's to be done for him?
My dad.
Lonesome George?
He died. Poor old Lonesome George, fated to be the last of his kind. No more baby Lonesome Georges.
Martin.
Yeah.
You look terrible.
You should see the state of the other guy.
Maybe we should go back.
They must have given me some kind of mild sedative for the pain. I'm a bit lightheaded is all.
I won't rest easy till I see you in a hospital bed.
That has to be one of the strangest propositions I've ever had from a woman.
Is that so?
Not that I've had that many in my time.
With your taste in suits and perfume, I'm not surprised.
It's aftershave.
After its sell-by date, more like. I'm really worried about you.
Oh, don't be. Just talk to me. Tell me something about yourself.
You don't want to know about me.
Anything at all.
There's very little to tell. I've made more than my fair share of mistakes.
Haven't we all?
Bad choices.
Yep.
And bad decisions.
And now?
Now? I don't know. There's a book I'd like to write about fate.
A novel?
Yeah.
Fate, eh?
How we all have our destinies mapped out for us when it comes to relationships and romance.
Well, you should write it.
I've wanted to do it for years, but never really had the nerve. I let things get in the way.
How come?
I'm easily distracted.
So what happens in this book?
It's kind of silly. You don't want to know.
I do. I'm interested.
Well, it's sort of based on something that happened to me when I was in college.
Yeah?
I was supposed to go on this blind date with this guy. So excited about it. He sounded really nice. Just my type. But...
What?
It was kind of stupid, but...
Well, go on, what? What's happening?
Why are we stopped?
Roadworks. I can't drive onto the green.
What?
This is as far as we go, I'm afraid.
Damn!
There's no other way.
It's completely closed to traffic. You'll walk it in a couple of minutes.
Martin, wait. Martin!
But mind you, I wouldn't be too sure about him. He looks in a bad way.
He'll be okay. Thanks. Martin!
Thank you.
Martin! What are you trying to do?
35 minutes late already. She'll wait. She'll wait at least 40 minutes, won't she?
You are not going to make it on that leg.
I'll get there. Just try and stop me.
Let me run ahead. Tell her to come and meet you.
No. I want to walk in there myself. It's me and her, father and daughter. That's the way I want it.
Sweat was pouring down his face. His eyes were bloodshot. He looked like something out of a zombie movie. I didn't know what to do. Part of me wanted to just abandon him. But I could see how much pain he was in. I grabbed his arm again.
Through all this, the one thing I kept running over and over in my mind was what I was going to say to Elizabeth when I walked, into the restaurant. I was puzzling over whether I'd shake her hand or embrace her or if I should just politely introduce myself and let her take the lead.
What must we have looked like with me desperately trying to take his weight as we made our way through the crowded streets towards the green? A pair of refugees. People staring at us. Even now, I can see the looks on their faces. Startled old ladies pulling trolleys. Protective mothers with toddlers. Shop assistants, business folk in suits on a break from the office. Men and women all going about their normal daily lives. Why is it I never managed to become a proper part of that? That's what crossed my mind. What exactly was wrong with me that I could never just fit in like everybody else? Because here I was again, having set out to simply drive away and write a stupid, silly book. Here I was, caught up in the throes of something that really had absolutely nothing to do with me. And yet, at the same time, I felt in my bones like it had everything to do with me. More than I could ever have imagined before I set out that morning with my carload of useless possessions.
That's it. That's it over there.
We're pretty late. Over 45 minutes.
I forgot there'd be tables outside as well.
What difference does it make?
She could be one of those people we're looking at now.
She could be. There's two women on their own.
What do I do?
Just go up and ask them if they're Elizabeth.
Yeah?
Right.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Like they say in all the worst movies, as ready as I'll ever be.
What movie is that?
I'm not sure. I'm on my own from here.
Oh, you sure?
I'll manage.
Okay.
Thanks for helping me.
Thanks for... Well, for nothing, really. I watched him stumble painfully across to the restaurant and approach the two young women sitting outside. It was a clear no on both counts. He went inside.
Yes, I picked the right place for us to meet. As the food books would say, an intimate little restaurant full of character and charm. I got this right. Simple, old world, full of atmosphere and character. Soft lighting, oiled cloths on simple wooden tables. A wonderful hodgepodge of old framed prints and classic advertisements covering the wood-panelled walls. Curious ornaments on narrow ledges. A selection of interior decor mags. A large single potted plant in what looked like a copper urn. I'd wanted it to be a special place, and it was. It felt right. But I knew something was wrong. I looked around. Did my best to take everything in my hazy, dazed state. It was busy. Tables being set and cleared. Faces, conversations. Two people at this table, a group of four at that one. A man on his own reading his paper. No woman on her own, so definitely no Elizabeth.
Would you like a table, sir?
I'm looking for... I was supposed to meet someone. I'm a bit late.
I see.
A young woman in her 20s.
I'm guessing you're Martin.
That's right.
She asked me if anybody by that name had been in here looking for her.
And?
Well, you can see for yourself, she seems to have gone.
She didn't leave a message or anything.
I don't think so. I'll ask.
Well?
Oh, it's you.
Is she here?
Doesn't look like it.
Are you sure?
I thought you were going to wait outside.
I was.
So what are you doing in here?
Just checking up.
Just checking up?
I was worried.
Were you?
Yes.
It's a bit late in the day to be worried about me, isn't it?
What?
I'm afraid there's no message.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
You don't mind if I take a seat?
Are you feeling all right?
Could I have a glass of water, please?
Certainly, yeah.
You look terrible.
Perfectly matches how I feel.
She's gone?
Oh, what do you expect? I'm the best part of an hour late.
I suppose. I feel awful about this.
No, don't.
But if I hadn't...
If it hadn't been you, it would have been somebody or something else. It wasn't meant to be.
How can you say that? She'll probably phone you again. She'll guess something happened.
I don't think so. It's like you were saying about that book you're writing. It's just my fate. And there's nothing I can do about it.
That's different.
How is it different?
Because, look, it's like I told you. When I was in college, I stood this guy up, right? So for my book, all I was thinking was, what if, you know? What if these two people finally did meet much later in life and got together after a string of failed relationships? That'd be like fate. Like they were destined to be together. It's silly, I know. But it's different from you and your daughter.
Why'd you do that?
Do what?
Stand the poor guy up.
I don't know. I think I wasn't feeling so good that day. So my crazy sister volunteered herself before I could do anything about it. I was so disappointed because, like I said, he seemed like such a nice, quiet kind of guy into flowers and botany. He sounded so interesting. I just know we would have hit it off.
Your sister?
I felt a bit guilty about that. She used to be wired to the moon, like way out there.
What college was this?
Alexander's. Why do you ask?
Same college as me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm guessing here, but your crazy sister's name wouldn't happen to be Cynthia.
How do you know that?
How is she?
Married with 4 kids, very respectable.
And the penny dropped. Plunged. From a height. This woman sitting across from me had not only caused me to have what was probably the most horrific night of my life in college, but it somehow managed to mess up this, the most important day of my life as well.
It didn't add up. It didn't make sense. He couldn't be, after all these years. How could that have happened?
And right at that moment, I noticed this beautiful young woman coming from the bathroom. She looked at me and I looked at her, and like they say in all the worst movies, I knew who she was and she knew who I was and...
Martin!
Elizabeth? I thought I'd missed you.
I thought you'd changed your mind. I thought you weren't coming.
Oh, I'm sorry. You wouldn't believe the trouble I had getting here. This is
Faith.
Faith. In more ways than one.
How do you do?
I...
Martin. Martin.
Are you okay?
Wasn't the waiter bringing some...
Martin!
So 2 weeks later, I get a call and it's the police. They've got my car back. I rush to the depot to collect it. It's a write-off and all my stuff is gone. I'm fine with that. I wanted a fresh start anyway. With the insurance money, I figure I can buy myself the best part of a year away working on my book. But before I go...
We have to show up at the station to give statements as witnesses to 2 car thefts and 2 car accidents.
that's that done.
For the time being, anyway.
How are you?
Fine.
Great. And the leg?
All patched up and screwed back together with the metal bits and pieces. I'm now one-third rusty robot.
Good, good. Like the suit.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth, she...
She has good taste.
Yeah. I'm hoping to visit her in Australia in the new year. Great place for exotic plants, too.
Sounds exciting.
She's a good kid. I'm very proud of her. Very proud. She stayed with me at the hospital all that night. Most of the next day and all. Made great friends with my dad. The two of them get on like a house on fire. They told me you phoned to check up on my progress the first few days.
Did they?
Well, I guessed it was you. And how was the book?
The book?
About the couple spending their lives trying to make up for a date they missed as students.
I was thinking...
Yeah?
I'm not sure I'd make a great novelist after all.
Oh.
I was thinking...
Yeah?
I might do one of those How to Change Your Life for the Better self-help books.
I like the novel. It's a good story.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think it's a bit far-fetched?
No. Good God, no.
It could really happen.
I'm convinced it could.
And what about the ending?
The ending?
When they eventually have that date or they get together in some way. What's the outcome? I mean, it could be a disaster and they could realise they've been kidding themselves all these years.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it would end.
No.
Well, it's your book, so... It's not really up to me to tell you how it should end.
That's true. Well, goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye.
Have a great time in Australia.
I will. Can I give you a lift?
Wouldn't that be tempting fate?
I mean, how do things ever end?
What kind of a question is that?
Well, I'm just saying.
You're just saying nothing. You're asking a question because you don't know the answer.
Okay, then they meet up and they live happily ever after.
You call that an ending?
They meet up and they hate each other.
It doesn't have to be either or, you know. They could meet up, hate each other, but then warm to each other.
That's such a cliche.
Who's writing this book anyway?
You asked for my input.
I didn't ask to be insulted.
If I can't express an opinion without you being insulted, then...
Martin. You spend too much time in the flower world and watching bad movies. You don't know how to engage properly with humans.
Is that so?
That's so.
You said you were giving up on the novel anyway.